This Matzoh is Shabbos, is Purim. So Pashtus, you would think, okay, Purim falls out, Matzah Shabbos. Sometimes it could fall out in the middle of the week. Next year, actually, it's going to fall out Friday. No major nafgamina that it's Matzah Shabbos over a different day of the week. This past Wednesday night, at the night koil, I went through the halachas relevant to the Megillah pertaining to Shabbos. Das heißt, is it Muktzah, halachas of Achana? Maybe if there'll be some time at the end of the Shia, I'll try to recap it. The Rosh Hiprakim. If not, it's available on the Shul's website, on Torah anytime. In today's Shia, Be'ezus Hashem, I would like to focus on a couple of other halachas, Noigeya, being that Purim falls out to be Matzah Shabbos. Number one, standalone din, being that Purim is Matzah Shabbos and you do not say Tachnun Mincha of Erev Purim, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, you do not say Tzitkascha the Shabbos. Agav, what's about Avarachman in the morning? So that's a separate discussion. That's not relevant to Purim being Matzah Shabbos. That's a Shiloh. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Machlekes HaPoiskim by all Dalet Parshas. If you say Avarachmim, but Alts Purim, Mincha, you don't say Tachron, Erev Purim, Samel, you don't say Tzitkoscha. The Ramah, in Simen Tofresh Tzadik Hei, Zok the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you make your Sudas Purim by night, to say it's Leil Purim La Yotza, La Alocha, Dina Dashas, the Suda has to be by day. Zokter Ramah Haga, umakol mokolim gam balayla yismach viyarbik tzas besuda. You should still make somewhat of a Suda by night. To say it's Matzah Leil Purim. Zok the Bach, the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it la halacha, that even a year like this year, that Purim is Matzah Shabbos, still the din of the Ramah is applicable, that gam balayla yismach v'yarbek tzas besuda. What's the chiddush? I mean, if there's a din to have a suda, a little bit of a suda Leil Purim, why should it be different if it's Matzah Shabbos? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains in Emes LeYaakov that one would have a Havamina, the reason of the Ramah why to have a suda Leil Purim, suda, Yismach v'yarbek tzas besuda, is because you were fasting Erev Purim and you shouldn't come into Purim Mu'una, so maybe you should sit down, you should eat on a different fast. I mean, it's practical. Usually you would probably want to eat anyways. But Alts Purim, Alts Kovet Purim, you should make sure to sit down. Yarbek Tzas Besuda. Sit down. You were fasting the whole day. And it's not Kovet Purim that you should be hungry in Purim. A different fast out of mind. You got busy and you'll eat first in 5 hours. No problem. Purim, you should sit down to eat. Lamaisa, so if that would be the reason, so then Purim Shechalius, the Matzah Shabbos, you wouldn't have that reason because we're not coming into Purim Mu'uneh, we ate the whole Shabbos. Let's see Malach Malka in a minute. Makol Mokoyim, you should still have it. And the reason for that is, the Bach himself says the reason. The Bach says the reason is, it's a long shtickle Bach, but the Bach says, first of all, just like these Adin, Kriyas Tamagillah by night, it's a different Kriya, we spoke about it, it's not the same Kriya as by day, it's a Mitzvah Derabbanan, not Medivre Kabbalah. So he says the Suda as well, and also Bedoyim Shabbos, you see, Yom Tov, Shabbos, these are Suda by day, by night also these are Suda, so Mele Purim also you make somewhat of a Suda. So Mele, even Matzah Shabbos, you also should make this Matzah Shabbos, Yismach V'yarbek Tzas B'Suda. The Machtzis HaShekel adds on and says like this, Hachacham Einav Beroishai. You want to be able to eat tomorrow night. Matzoy Shabbos Leil Purim, somewhat of a Suda. Hachacham Einav Beroishai. To be Mamayit and keep it a little lighter on Yeshala Shuddis, So you should be able to be marva basuda ktsas. As I took the machtas a shekel, the kitzah shulchan aruch brings it lahalacha. These words of a chacham einav beroishai, lagabi being careful in a suda, the shulchan aruch himself brings it lagabi in hilchas shalosh shudas, simin reish tzadik aleph. You see, in the winter, shalosh shudas is, it's hard to eat shalosh shudas. So zok the shulchan aruch, a chacham einav beroishai, not to eat such a big suda, the first suda, the morning suda, so you should be able to eat shalosh shudas. So zok the machtas a shekel, tomorrow afternoon when you eat shalosh shudas, don't eat a full shalosh shudas, that when it comes matzah Shabbos, you can't eat. It's like this, you can eat a yarbek tzas besudas parim. Lamaisa, this din is a chiddush. B'tzeil HaChachma, he says, it doesn't mean literally to be memayit in shalosh shudas. To eat shalosh shudas is a mitzvah. You're going to be memayit from shalosh shudas, eating when you're hungry or you want to eat. It's covered Shabbos, oinek Shabbos. Itzicha doesn't mean not to eat or to eat less of a shalosh shudas. It just means don't be so stuffed that if you have to sit down to eat this suda ktsas matzah Shabbos, al biachil agasa, that you should be careful. But it doesn't mean that have a lighter shalosh shudas. When the Shulchan Aruch says the suda Shabbos, so yeah, you're still going to have oinek covered Shabbos because you're going to eat another suda. So don't eat such a big suda in the morning so you should be able to eat shalosh shudas. But here, it just means be careful that don't eat a regular shalosh shudas. But just be careful in the sense that you should be able to eat somewhat of a suda by night. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov says that the whole machtz shekel is not even la locha. He says the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it. He doesn't bring it for this reason. No, eat a regular shalosh shudas. And whatever will be, will be. Very good. You brought up about Lav Malka. I don't know what the answer is, Lamaisa. What's the whole discussion that you should be able to eat the sudas ktsas suda leil purim? Stamazay. What's always with Lav Malka? But Hamiu, what I do want to say when it comes lagabi Lav Malka.
Make sure to wash.
What'd you say? So Malav Malka also really Iker de Letchatchil is also to wash. So because of here Al Tzasuda Yarbek Tzas Besuda is more of an Indian to wash over Malav Malka. Could be. Yismach means to make it a kishmak environment l'chayra, unless the food. Lamaisa, they bring B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanevsky, that he took a year like this year, Matzah Shabbos Leil Purim, used to have an extra food in his Blav Malka in honor of the Yarbek Tzas Besuda. But doing it to what we find, the Mishnah Berurah brings this din when Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh is Chalias B'Shabbos, so you're going to add another Suda for Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should be marba another tafshal in honor of Rosh Chodesh. So this taka for this matzah Shabbos, if a person has a regular Lav Malka, so you should add something on in honor of the Sudas Yarbek Tzas, the Sudas Purim. Good. So a person's eating shalosh shudas, whether if he's eating a full shalosh shudas, al kapanim is eating shalosh shudas. He's coming now to bench. And it's already matzah Shabbos. So for Shabbos you say ritzeh, but now it's matzah Shabbos. It's already al anisim. One second. Chavrusa was ma'orer. That could be it's not so negated because most people they finish shalosh shudas before matzah Shabbos. You want to be ready to go to prepare leining, megillah, costumes. But if someone's eating shalosh shudas matzah Shabbos afternoon and it goes into matzah Shabbos, you started the suda, it's ritzeh, and now it's at night already. It's already Purim. So very good, like you ma'orer. This is not a new shaila dafka over here for matzah Shabbos of Purim. Every Shabbos leading into Rosh Chodesh, very good, very good. We just had it, exactly, this past Rosh Chodesh, Sunday and Monday. So Shabbos going into Rosh Chodesh, you ate Shal Shudas into Matzah Shabbos. Do you say Ritzei? Do you say Yal V'Yavai? Do you say both? It's a Machloikis. Ain't Kama Kaimai today to go into the discussion about it, but these three Shitas. One Shita holds only say Ritzei, because that's when you ate the Suda. One Shita is to only say Yal V'Yavai, because now is when you're benching. One Shita is to say both. There's a Shaila about that Shita. It's Tarta Desasri. Some are Noyig to go with the Shita and to eat another Kezias at night. Also, and some are Nizer to make sure not to eat Yishal Shudas going into the night. It means even if Yishal Shudas goes into the night, not to get into any Shilas, you finish Yishal Shudas before Rosh Chodesh, before Matzah Shabbos. This is its Bekitza Nimrus in a nutshell. So really the same Shaila would Be'etzem be over here going into Leil Purim. The same question. Is it Ritzei? Is it Al Anisim? Is it both? Lamaisa, the halacha is clearly, even if you finish your Shal Shudas deep into Matzah Shabbos, you do not say Al Anisim. That's the halacha. The Mishavur brings it clearly. No chaylik, undisputable. You don't say Al Anisim. Oh, so what's the chilek? What's the chilek? So the Mishnah Berurah says like 2-3 words. He says is kivan the haskara einoy el rishus. He actually brings it in simin reish ches also sifkat nun tes also that the haskara of alanisim is a rishus. What does it mean that it's a rishus? So first of all, the Gemara pashtas. This is what the Mishnah Berurah means pashtas. The Gemara in Shabbos of Chavdal Ramad Aleph. The Gemara clares, do you mention Al-Anisim in benching? Yes or no? The Gemara clares. The Gemara says, whatever you want to do. If you rotza masker, rotza eina masker. So l'chor, that means you're a shus. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, if you go a few lines later in the Gemara says that you only say a haskara only when there's a carbon. Shabbos, a carbon musaf, sorry, a carbon musaf. Shabbos is a carbon musaf. Rosh Chodesh is a carbon musaf. Chanukah and Purim, there are no carbon musaf, and therefore there's no askara. Lamaisa, we do say it. So that's it's a rishus. Therefore, what hayos it's a rishus. It's a lot more kal, meaning to say is bechlal. You never have to say it. Okay, you say it. It's moiridik. You say it. But when it comes to a shiloh over here, and these are machloikas apoiskim. So, Mamela, you don't say it. Klar. It's interesting to note that here also they bring there, Reb Chaim Kanevsky was Nizer, even this Matzah Shabbos also, which is somewhat of a more of a Chiddush. Why? Because on a regular Shabbos leading into Rosh Chodesh, these are machlekes apoiskim what to do. Here, Be'etzim, it seems very clear, you don't say it. But Lamaisa could be you don't say it, because Viter, it's a Safek. And Mamela, not to go into the Safek, he was Nizer, and they finish Shal Shudas also early. But Be'etzim, there's no Shilat, it's Klar. Just to add on a little bit more, like you said, what's like the Pshat, they bring in the name of the Avos Yisrael that says like this. To say both, it's a little bit of a kasha that it's tired to the Sasri, because if it's not a little, one of the questions is that you can't say both, because it's tired to the Sasri. You're saying Ritzei because it's Shabbos and Yalav Yavah because it's Rosh Chodesh. So which one is it? Is it Shabbos, which is Shabbos, or is it Rosh Chodesh, is the next day? Which one? So he explained that when you say both, Be'etzim, it doesn't have to be a tired to the Sasri, because you start with Ritzei Shabbos. Then afterwards you say Yalav Yavah. That's the transition. You didn't say Baruch HaMavdol, but you're saying Ritzei because it's Shabbos. Then after you finish Ritzei, you say, you're laughing, it's Purim Torah. You say Yalav Yava, it leads, now it's a Rosh Chodesh. No, it doesn't have to be that the Pshat is good, that the Rosh Chodesh is Ke'ilu, you're saying Baruch HaMavdol, but the Pshat is, it doesn't have to be tired to the Sasri, because you're changing, Ritzei was today, and then but listen, Viter, what'd you say? The Emes says, even if you're doing it late Matzah Shabbos also, you would be'etzim say Ritzei. If you bench late Matzah Shabbos on a regular week, you say Ritzei. Here the Pshat is, you're saying Ritzei, And then after he's saying Ya'al v'yavi, the tart of the sasri is which one is a ritzei Ya'al v'yavi. The teretz is the ritzei. Till now was Shabbos, order, and now is Ya'al v'yavi.
The order of mention would have been reversed.
Oh, very good. So before we even get into your point, if the order would be reversed, you don't say the svar. The answer is yes. We'll get to that in a split second. At kedekach, there are those that have the minig that go like this, that say both taka. But when it comes to harachman, the taka only say harachman of Rosh Chodesh. Because you said already, Ya'al of Yahweh, dahainu, now it's Rosh Chodesh. So come to Ches, when you're by harachman, you're going back to Shabbos, they only taka say Rosh Chodesh. But very good, what you pointed out, so what's if the order would be the other way around, Ya'al of Yahweh, then Ritzei? So the answer, taka, is you wouldn't. What's the raya? That's what they say, taka al anisim. Taka, even those that have the minik to say Ritzei and Ya'al of Yahweh, and like we explained, because that's the order, Purim night, or for the same matter, Chanukah, going into Chanukah, that's the same halacha also, going into Chanukah. The first night Chanukah is Matzah Shabbos. You also do not say al anisim, because al anisim is earlier by Noida Lecha. So when you bench this Matzah Shabbos, you're going to say Noida Lecha al anisim, that it's Purim. And then you're going to go Vaiti, you're going to say Shabbos. If it's Purim, it's not Shabbos. So that would be a Hezber why, in what we're saying now, that you do not say Ritzei and al anisim. Because once you said al anisim in the beginning of benching, you already claim to say that it's Purim. Once it's Purim, it's not Shabbos. You're right. It doesn't mean because it says b'yoyim haShabbos hazeh, b'yoyim haChanukah haPurim hazeh. The word is that you're saying the haskara only because it's Purim. It's not the discussion now, but you can't stop say al anisim when it's not Purim. Even Shushan Purim, I've gotten this question. I don't remember clearly, but you can't if you're not in Yerushalayim. You don't say al anisim. So Mamela, if you're saying al anisim al karchach because it's Purim. So if it's Purim, then it's not Shabbos. What'd say?
You
could say it right here, you could say it, but to put it into benching, you can't put it into benching with the davening.
It works with benching, it puts it in place. I mean, we don't do it, but
I have to be my eye, why not? You say, why can't you always give a haidah of the Nes of Purim? And what hefsik is it? I don't remember right now why not, but I'm kamat zechi. Stamaza, you can't. You can't just put it in. Zman Hazeh means dafka, the day of Purim. I'm not sure. You're adding in. I mean, it's talking. It's a hefsek. You put in. I'm not sure, maybe it is a hefsek in the bracha. You can't just stop talking. Could you stop say shvach vaydot or rabbi nishalai in the middle? Yeah, by lakai netzor you could, but not you can't in the middle. By avarachm you could put in bakoshes. By moedim you can't add in. What, Kroivitz?
Every single bro.
Weiter. Yeah. Prayers mafo
from Friday.
I'll be in the game next year for us. For next year, Purim is Friday.
So, Fides, you could say, I'll miss him and then it's
it. Very good. Very good. It's very good. Someone's Pyrus Mapu Makadish next year. So he's going to bench Friday night. And you say.
No, Pyrus Kiddish, how can you do that?
No, you don't bench. That's the whole. That's the Vart. It's one big Suda.
No, so how can you say Valenism if you really make Kiddish?
Lamais is like this. He's asking that Lamais already made Kiddish, so come to Chayset Shabbos. When you say by benching Matzah Shabbos Ritzei and Ya'al v'yavai, the pashtas, the vart is, it's not, is it Shabbos or is it not Shabbos? Even after you said Ya'al v'yavai, like I mentioned before, it doesn't mean that it's not Shabbos anymore. And it doesn't mean that you could do Malacha. It's just for emphoring the Tarat of the Sasri, when you're benching now, are you benching Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? The Teretz is, Till now, I was benching Shabbos. Right now, I'm benching Rosh Chodesh. Even if it is Shabbos or it's not Rosh Chodesh, the problem is in the benching itself, what are you benching for? Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? No, no, even Lamaisa, even if you're benching 5 hours after the Zman, it's also, some say you have to dafki eat afterwards, but Lu Yisru, you ate. Some say you still can't say Yalav Yavah because it's tarta de sasri. No, no, I'm saying before you bench. Good, let's we'll move along a little bit.
Next year in Yerushalayim, we'll be a day on Shabbos. It's in Yerushalayim, Purim is extra Shabbos. You don't do everything on Shabbos. You do things Friday, you do things Sunday.
Yeah.
When do you say Alan Nisman?
Good, good. That's, Be'ez Hashem, Abolein Ulatoiva. There'll be some shurim on Purim Hasholash. There's a lot of talk, and the halachas and everything, even though it's so straightforward. The Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a lot what to talk about. So all I just want to say, the Shaila L'Chayr Bashenkin by Purim Mesholish, I mean Purim Mapa Makadish, Lamaisa, even it's 100% Friday night, I could still hear it's not a Tarta de Sasu, because Pshat is the beginning benching applies to Purim, and then afterwards when you continue on, the Ritzay is talking for the benching of Shabbos, even though you're already Makabal Shabbos, just like Matzah Shabbos, unless you tell me Matzah Shabbos is more of a Yikutze Baruch HaMavdol. We are by Pyrus Mappa, yeah? Well, but it could be it's Tali, but it could be also it's Tali in the same Shaila. Lamais, if he says it, it should be Tali in that Shaila. Let's move now. We finish Shal Shudas. Myriv. Every Matzah Shabbos, Myriv, when do you say Kaddish to Skabel? After Va'at HaKadosh, Purim by night, when do you say Kaddish, the Skabel? There is a Shaila, but LaHalacha, I think it's Klar Minig Olam is to say Kaddish, the Skabel, right after Shemayin Esrei. These are Lavush, that maybe, which I think brings it that you say even again. You say after Shemayin Esrei, before Megillah. So this year, when do you say Kaddish, the Skabel? Alts Matzah Shabbos, you should really say it after Vata Kaddish. We say Vata Kaddish every year, but Alts Matzah Shabbos, you should say it after Vata Kaddish. Alts Megillah, regular year, we say it before Megillah. So when do you say it? You say it right after Shemayin Esrei. Why? Because every year, the reason you say Kaddish to Skabel right after Shemayin Esrei, the Skabel Tzeloysen is going on Shemayin Esrei. You say to Skabel on Shemayin Esrei and only by Shemayin Esrei. With one exception, actually, Slichas. And over there, the Hesber is because Slichas is like Shemayin Esrei. But you only say Kaddish Eskabel when you daven Shemayin Esrei. But Oifin, that you should say it connected to Shemayin Esrei. So on a regular Purim night, we say to Eskabel right away because the Megillah is a Hefsek. So mainly we say it right away. Matzah Shabbos. The Atta Kaddish is included. At Kadei Kach, Mondays and Thursdays, Kriyas HaTorah is included. So come to Chais, this Matzah Shabbos, it's true tank on a regular Matzah Shabbos, we say Kaddish Teskabel after Vata Kaddish, but for the reason that Megillah is a Hefzik on the Teskabel, this Matzah Shabbos, we say Teskabel right away after Myriv. It's Negeah when people make the split. You see, for some people, that there's no Shal Shodesh in Shul, so they always have Myriv. You go back to Shul for Myriv, so maybe the Meir of this Matzah Shabbos to start a little later to give people time to prepare, bring the Megillah. But if places that they eat Shal Shudas and Shul, so you could stop after Meir, but if they dive a Meiriv, so you dive a Meiriv and you say Kaddish to Skabel. When do you make Avdalah? You dive a Myriv in Shul, and then there's a break, and then Kriyas HaMegillah, or Havdalah in Shul, Havdalah in the house. When do you make Havdalah? So the Ramah of Tafresh Tzad Gimel Sif Aleph. The Koyrin HaMegillah, the Achikach Mavdilin. The Ramah says you read the Megillah and then Avdol. Avdol is later. Lamaisa is a machlekes apoiskim. The Shari Tshuva over here brings Lakan Lakan, big machlekes apoiskim, if Megillah's first or Havdalah's first, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Das Torah, among others, explain the machlekes that it's bedoyim to Chanukah. Just like Chanukah, these are Shaila, is it near Chanukah Kaidim or Havdalah Kaidim? I think we spoke about it over here. What's the machlekes? The Tzatam say Havdalah first, it's because Tadr Kaidim. So Meila Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah. Havdalah is Tadr because it's every Matzah Shabbos. The Tzat to say Ner Chanukah Kaidim is because to be Ma'acher, push, be Ma'acher, Yitzias HaShabbos. So that's why you light Ner Chanukah and then you make Havdalah.
How is the Ma'acher the Indian about not eating before landing on the regular form?
Eating? One second. Now we're talking about to be ma'acher yitzias haShabbos. So just like
is by drinking yayin, so how is he had to drink yayin?
We're gonna get to that in a minute about drinking wine. You're allowed to drink wine before a mitzvah. We'll get to that in a minute. The Ezes Hashem. One second. Who's talking about eating over here? You can eat shalosh shodos. You're benched, and you daven ma'ariv. Now, should Havdalah now or Havdalah after the Megillah?
I'm not getting. Well, they bring a din that most years Purim, it says the person is a little bit weak before.
Yeah, that's Havdalah. No, it's
right. So why is he's not allowed to have a snack like a mazonas, just a coffee?
Ah, so you're saying, how would he be able to make, I'm sorry, I didn't get it, how is he able to make Havdalah before? Good, so we'll get to that halacha in a minute. We'll get to that halacha, Be'ezus Hashem. You could drink, even before any mitzvah. We'll get that momentarily. So what's first, Havdalah or Kriyas HaMegillah? One side is Havdalah should be first because it's Tadr. Reading the Megillah, and then it's still Shabbos, is Moiridik, because then Yitzias HaShabbos comes later. L'maisid is a machloik, is kolachot gafim in Hagoi. So Kuptuchai is like this. If you're in a shul that just has Shalosh Shodos, or even not Shalosh Shodos, Meirev the Megillah, so they don't give you, it's not negayah to make Havdalah before, so you make Havdalah later. And if there's a break and you feel it's better for the Seder to make Havdalah earlier, you make Havdalah earlier. Ubefrat that the Kafachaim brings, and I saw the Big Deyasha inside, he says that the Ramah is only speaking about Havdalah and Shul. Havdalah in the house, he says, go add the Rabbah, you should make Havdalah first, because you really shouldn't do Malacha before Havdalah. So, Lamaisa, if you're in Shul, and you can't make Havdalah before, you'll make Havdalah later. So to conclude, Lagabi Havdalah, either way, you can make Havdalah before, you can make Havdalah afterwards. As a matter of fact, it's not litchatchila, but you could also make Havdalah before Ma'ariv. You can make Havdalah, Zok the Mishnah Brewer, that if you make Havdalah before Ma'ariv, I think it's a bidiyevid, but you could do it. If the matzav over here is told you go, Echveis Megillah, you're going to come back 5 hours later, whatever the metzias is, you could make Havdalah before. And the Mishnah Brewer says, if you make Havdalah before Ma'ariv, you still say Atachayin Antanu and Shemayin Esrei. Very good. Let's say lighting the fire. You should say Baruch HaMavdol before. And the emes is that this is an important note, B'chol Oifen, that Avada, whenever you make the Havdalah, whenever you're going to start doing Malacha, Matzah, Shabbos, or like you said, to prepare the Havdalah, or for many people, even if you're going to make Havdalah later and you're going to start preparing, you're going to go in your car to drive to shul with the whatever malach, some costumes, you have to also do coloring, whatever you do, Avada, you should say Baruch HaMavdol before. If you make Havdalah, so you mentioned Taka, how you let a drink before a mitzvah. So first of all, the Meshura speaks about it. You could drink a coffee, even Sukkos before Netilas Lulav. That's mamish, it's a big meduber. But one thing I want to point out is that the Meshura says, Lagabi Mincha, that you let a drink as much as you want. And when it comes to something that's mishtaker at kebeya, so it means you could drink, if you make Havdalah on wine, not on grape juice, You could drink up the kabeh before a mitzvah, just like before a mincha, so before the megillah. One last din, and with this I conclude, the Shar Ephraim says that you shouldn't have two bali koira, because it's more geschmack to have one person laning throughout. At kedei kach, if let's say someone in the middle of the laning, the bal koira kind of, it doesn't work out. I don't think that's what we do lamaisa, but you should even have the bal koira go back to the beginning. It's more mohodet to have one bal koira, it's more geschmack. Ela oizen, one person the whole laning. Zogin the poiskim, that the Megillah of Leil Purim is not like that. Why? Because people are fasting. So it's not the Metzar, the Oilam. People are fasting. And for some reason, a Bal Koira has to take over the Megillah, you don't go back to the beginning. Lamaisa, for this Matzah Shabbos, would come out, being that the Oilam's not fasting, if one would be go with this Shar Ephraim, not to have two Bali Koira, this Matzah Shabbos, Yitaka would have two Bali Koira. Lamaisa, there isn't time to even go b'chlal about the other dinim, so I'm just going to say what dinim we spoke about, because Lamaisa, that's also a lot important. This Shabbos, you're allowed to prepare the laning of Kriyas HaMegillah. This is all I discussed Wednesday night. To hear it more by Riches, you'll have to listen to the shir. This Shabbos, it's mutter to be metaltal the Megillah. You want to move it, come, go it. But even though it's mutter to be metaltal the Megillah, you should not bring it to shul, because that's hachana. And if a person takes a nap this Shabbos afternoon, your intention could be, for whatever reason, but better not to say that I'm taking a nap today because I want to be rested for Matzah Shabbos. Even if you're saying I should be rested for Matzah Shabbos for the mitzvah of Megillah, it's better not to do it. It goes into Shaila Vachana. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim.